You know, there are a lot of positive stuff. Juno is obviously one of the powerhouses in the conference, and then one of the quality programs in the state, has been for years. And there's something to be said about them stepping on the field, and they kind of get a little bit of they get a little bit out of that. But our guys, you know, on the first game on Thursday, our guys battled really well. It was 2-2 after one. They put five on in the second inning, tacked another one on the third inning, and we're down 8-2 at that point. We put six on in the fourth inning, tie the game up, and then it's a pitcher's duel from the fifth, sixth, and seventh inning, and then a couple runs in the eighth inning for them. We end up with one run in the eighth inning, and we have the game winning run at second base, and can't get those runs in to score to win the game. But a good game nonetheless. We out hit them 13-5. The big difference was the errors we made. We had seven errors in that game. Jack was pitching. Jack Engel Jr. was pitching. Pitched five innings. His pitch count got way up there in the first couple innings because of errors. He bounced back and pitched a solid five innings, had 111 pitches, 69 of them for strikes. Hit 10 strikeouts, four walks. We gave up eight runs, but three of them were earned. So those are good numbers, numbers that are good enough to win games for him. Yeah. We had good solid hitting. We had a double from Andrew Cole, double from Owen Anderson. Jack hit an opposite field two-run home run in the first inning. With Kieran Cabral on base, it was just a towering shot that just seemed to climb and climb and climb, and the next thing you know, it was dropping and bounced on the road. Kieran Cabral continued his hot bat, was on base a couple times. Andrew Cole had a great game for us that game as well. I was real pleased. We had a nice sack bunt from Gage Masson to move runners in the eighth inning. That put our runners in scoring position, runner at third and runner at second. With two outs, but just weren't able to get the run around. But Friday's game, we end up kind of alternating how we pitched. Normally that would have been Latham Johnson's game, but we wanted to let him pitch the finale on Friday as his senior game. So Jack ended up starting that one. Then we go to the Thursday game. That's a doubleheader. Kieran Cabral started that one, pitched really well for us, but errors were the name of the game again. He gave up 11 runs, five earned. We had five errors behind him, so kind of a bummer. Hit count was really close. We only came up with three hits that game. They had five, so again, we're kind of pacing with them on the hits, which is great. Not a lot of action for us, though. We scored one run in the first, and then didn't score any of the rest of the game. It was a 6-1 game going into the sixth inning, and then they put five on to mercy rule us, and we couldn't get anything in the sixth inning. They did tack on runs in the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. They scored 10 of their run, all 10 runs that got us put the lead between the fourth and sixth, the third and sixth inning. So, you know, it's pretty tough when you can't pace. If they're even putting one or two runs on, it's tough to pace them. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So then the third game of the series was the nightcap senior day. And it was a 10-0 lead going into the bottom of the fifth inning, and then we just said we got to score a run to keep the game going. We put a run on, and then they scored 10 in the sixth inning. Very long inning for us. They out hit us 10-4, but errors were again the big killer. And then we played a JV scrimmage on Saturday. It was a lot of fun. Jack and Latham didn't play in that game, so was everybody else, and just batted. We didn't get a lineup card in. We didn't run a scorebook or anything. We got to practice things we needed to practice, and they practiced things that they needed to practice. And I don't even remember the score of the game because we just weren't really keeping track of the score. But
sure, you mentioned seniors. You honored them, I think. Let's talk about sure. The seniors on your team.
Yeah, well, Rylan Smith is one of the seniors. He came started playing for us last year. He last year didn't play a lot and just decided he was going to come and be part of the team again this year, and he ended up earning the left field spot. Doesn't hit a lot. We've been DHing for him this year, but just he's kind of the energy that we need from him. He brings a lot of energy to the team, and he's a delight to have on the team and be around, and the kids just kind of feed off his energy. And Latham, I've coached Latham since majors, all-stars, back when he was in seventh grade, and then coached him to juniors and then high school ball minus the COVID year. And just been a blast to have around. He's a great, he's another one that really brings energy to the field, a solid baseball player. He's going to be missed next year. But it was, yeah, a lot of fun to get to honor them at home. You know, I wish we could have pulled out a win for them on one of the three games, but it was, you know, this is the way it goes.